Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears off and running with you here on this Thursday, October the 8th, 2020, 15 minutes past the hour. So glad to be with you this morning. And it's really a nice morning. We've got some news to get to here right off the top, and we'll do that. But we're not going to spend a lot of time talking about politics this morning. Just two big news stories to start off with here, and one just broke a few minutes ago. We were all wondering what the next presidential, we'll get to the vice presidential debate that happened last night in just a second, but I think we were all wondering what the next presidential debate was going to look like. Well, apparently after last night, this is the story. The next presidential debate between President Trump and Joe Biden was supposed to be next Thursday. Well, what happened was, after last night, they decided to do it virtually, that they would have a town hall, which is how they do the second presidential debate, and they've done it that way since 92. It would be virtual, where Joe Biden and President Trump would be on stage, and they would take questions from an audience. Because of President Trump's COVID-19 diagnosis and COVID-19 being a problem in general, what they decided to do was they would do a virtual debate where the audience would be in Florida and the moderator would be in Florida, but President Trump and Vice President Joe Biden would be on Zoom or something like that, taking the questions. Well, we just learned a few minutes ago that President Trump has now decided that he will not take part in that debate because it's virtual. And this is just a few minutes ago, as reported by the USA Today. President Donald Trump said Thursday he would not take part in the next presidential debate after it was moved to a virtual format due to COVID-19 safety concerns. This is a quote. "I'm not going to waste my time doing a virtual debate," he told Fox Business host Maria Bartiromo. So there you go. The Commission of Presidential Debates announced Thursday morning the next presidential debate would be remote to protect the health and safety of all involved amid the COVID-19 pandemic and Trump's positive COVID-19 diagnosis. The debate, which is scheduled to take place on October 15th, is set to be held in a town hall format. But, I guess at this point, it's not going to happen, because the president has said that he is not going to take part in it. So, I guess that's the way it goes. So there you go. That's the first news story, that Trump will not be a part of the next debate. And I would guess there probably will not be a debate. If you don't have one person, I don't know how you have a debate. So it was going to be virtual. They announced this morning, and when the president was told that, he did not like the idea of that. So at this point, I guess there will be no second debate, which would have been next Thursday night, October the 15th. So, there was a lot of talk if there would be another debate between Joe Biden and President Trump, and at this point, it doesn't look like there's going to be a second one. Now, the third one, I think, takes place the following week, is set to take place the following week. I don't know if that'll happen or not. That's not a town hall. Maybe it won't be virtual. I don't know. But I know right now it doesn't look good for the second one that was supposed to take place next Thursday, October the 15th. So that's news this morning. And then we have the vice presidential debate, which happened last night. And this is nice to report on, because what I can clearly say about the vice presidential debate last night between Vice President Mike Pence and Senator Harris was that it was a debate. I understood what they were saying. They did really not butt into each other's conversations. It wasn't just people talking at the same time. I think they both tried to make their points, which they needed to do. They didn't answer the questions sometimes that the moderator was asking, but at least it was under control. It certainly was a step up from the first debate. So I was glad to watch that debate last night, and I think learned something. Now, the only thing I can say about last night's debate, and it's the big talking point this morning, and as silly as this is the world that we're in. At one point during the debate last night, and it was late in the debate, they had taken the camera off of Mike Pence for a second, and they had put it on Kamala Harris. And when they put the camera back on Mike Pence, you know, he has white hair, and there was this spot on his hair. And I was talking to somebody during the debate, and they said, I think there's something wrong with my television. There's a black spot on Mike Pence's hair. Well, it was a fly. And I think we all noticed that it was a fly. So there was a fly on Mike Pence's head. And, you know, a black fly on that stark white hair was very easy to see. So if that's the biggest story we have out of the debate last night, it must mean that the debate was not as dangerous and roughneck as the first debate was. So there you go. That's the story from last night's debate. Other than that, there's really not much to say. I think if you liked Biden going in, you still like Biden. I think if you like Trump going in, you still like Trump. I don't think that debate changed anything. I think it was, I think they both needed what they needed to do, or did what they needed to do. It was my feeling that what Kamala Harris needed to do was not seem like she had a temper, and I don't think she did. And I think what Mike Pence needed to do was not seem like he was condescending to her, which I don't think he was. And I think they both just tried to make the points that they were sent out there to make last night. So that's the way that one all shook out last night. And the fly gets all of the headlines this morning. The fly in Mike Pence's hair. Which tells you where we are as a society. Does anybody have any thoughts on that debate last night? That's really all I got on it. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any thoughts on the debate last night? Or the fact that it looks like at this point there will not be a second presidential debate. Will there be a third one? We don't know. But the one that was supposed to take place next week on the 15th of October does not look like it's going to take place. Any thoughts on that? 740-383-9944. Any thoughts on the vice presidential debate last night, or any thoughts on what's going on next week? Which is nothing at this particular point. No debate next week. Now, this is something I want to let people know, and I'm glad the word is getting out on this. I'm so glad we have a flyer on this. And by the way, if you ever have anything going on, you can email us a flyer, scott@wwgh1071.com, or drop it off here at the studio. Now, if nobody's here, you can slide it under the door. There is a little space under the door that you can slide your flyers if there's something you wanted to drop off here. Now, here's what this is, and I think this is important in the times we live in right now. There's a no-cost drive-through COVID-19 testing site. Now, there's been a lot of talk about this, on how to get tested. This will be taking place this Saturday, October the 10th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Center Street Community Health Center, which is right across the street up here on Center Street. No cost to you. No appointment is needed. No medical provider order is required. Bring your health insurance card if available. Results in 3 to 5 days. Mask required at the site. The test is easy, painless, and safe. Testing can identify COVID-19 before a person feels unwell or before they spread it to another individual with potentially deadly consequences. If you have any questions, you can call 740-751-6380 for additional details. Now let me, I'm going to give that number again here in a minute. Get a pen or a pencil if you have questions. But again, this is no cost drive-through COVID-19 testing. This Saturday, October the 10th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Center Street Community Health Center, right here on Center Street, just a little ways down from where we are. No cost to you, free. No appointment needed. Just show up between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. No medical provider order is required. You don't have to have a doctor refer you for this. Bring your health insurance card if you have one. Results in 3 to 5 days, and you do have to wear a mask at the test site, but we all should have those now. So even if you don't feel like you have COVID, if you're worried you might have it because you're around elderly parents or kids, or you just don't want to spread it in general, or maybe you are feeling bad but you haven't been to the doctor yet, you can come get tested for free this coming Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., October the 10th, at the Center Street Community Health Center. And I'm so glad we have this. This is really a great thing that they're doing over there. And here's the number. I hope you got your pen and your pencil, or you got your cell phone out where you can jot this down. If you have any questions about this, call 740-751-6380. That's 740-751-6380. The no-cost COVID-19 testing site, Saturday, October the 10th, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. over at the Center Street Community Health Center. So that's a great thing. Now, I know a lot of people haven't had the COVID test. I haven't had the COVID test because I haven't experienced any symptoms. And my guess would be, at this point, that I have not had it because I've been around people, quite a few people, and I don't think any of them have had it that I'm aware of. So that's the way it goes, but it doesn't mean you could not get it now. Now, we're running the story on the news this morning. We don't know who the employee is. It hasn't been confirmed, to my knowledge, that there was an employee at City Hall who apparently tested positive for COVID-19 sometime this week. And I guess they tested the people at City Hall, and every test came back negative. I don't think anybody else had COVID-19. But I think the mayor and one other person, I don't have that story. It's playing on the news every hour. But I guess they're going to quarantine, which I think that's the protocol. The protocols on this are very confusing because I'm not sure. I guess that's right. If you've been around, I think right now the protocol on this is if you've been around somebody who has tested positive, even if you test negative, you're supposed to quarantine for 2 weeks, which I'm not really sure why it's that way, but if the doctors think that's right and that will save lives, I'm all for it. So let's go in that direction. But that's my understanding of the whole thing at this particular juncture, is that even if you've been around somebody who has tested positive and you test negative, you still have to quarantine for 2 weeks. Now, what I don't understand, I see that the mayor's doing that, and I see that there's another employee doing that, and I don't have the name in front of me, as I said, but I'm not sure, I mean, is everybody in City Hall who came in contact with this person self-quarantining? I don't really know. So I can't answer that intelligibly because I don't have that information in front of me, but I know for sure that the mayor and this other employee are, because it said so when they released that news yesterday. Now, there's something I wanted to do here this morning, because we have a very, and I don't know if she's out there listening this morning, I know she's home today. She's a very devoted listener, calls in now and again, and we always appreciate that. We appreciate anybody who calls in and always has something interesting and fascinating to say. But It's, let me make sure I get the, we don't want to say the wrong thing here. Jody Lucas, who is a pretty devoted listener to this station, and I just wanted to let everybody know that she's had a little medical issue, and she went through it, and basically we just want to send her our well wishes. I think I read yesterday that she's back home, so possibly she might be out there listening to us this morning. So, Jody, we've missed hearing from you. I wondered why we hadn't heard from her in a few days. We wish you a speedy recovery, and I'm glad you're back at home, and I'm glad everything went okay, and I'm sure we will talk as soon as you feel up to talking. So if you're listening this morning, I'm glad everything went well. Hope you're feeling better, and Jody, get better soon, and we can continue the conversations we've been having here every morning. 30 minutes past the hour here on this Thursday morning. If anybody has anything to say, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. Anything on the debate last night, anything on the idea that there may not be another presidential debate, certainly won't be a second one at this point, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. Give me a call, and we'll put you up on the air. Now, let me tell you, yesterday, we had a whole big conversation about me eating green beans as a meal. And sometimes the smallest things turn into the biggest conversations. And this became a long-time conversation yesterday, a long-term conversation as it was. Now, all that happened was, on Tuesday night, I went out to eat with somebody. And I went to a restaurant that I had never been to before, and so they handed me the menu, which was only a half sheet of paper, so there wasn't a whole lot of things on this menu. And the only thing that jumped out at me that sounded good on Tuesday night was an order of green beans. So I ordered green beans for the meal that I was going to eat on Tuesday night. And I'm telling you, people think I'm nuts for ordering green beans as a meal. We had people call in yesterday who say green beans is not a meal. I had people on Facebook saying green beans is not a meal. I had Glenn Coble told me that green beans was not a meal. The people who gave me the green beans, now I don't know that they were saying green beans were not a meal, but they called me a cheap date because of only ordering the green beans. Now, what do you think? Because now we're back here with my audience in the morning, my friends. Do you think green beans is a meal? Because I think it is a meal. I don't know why it wouldn't be a meal. Haven't you ever just gotten out the big pan and threw green beans in there and put some ham in there and cooked that up? And that's a meal. I think that's a meal. I don't know why green beans would not be considered a meal. Which brings us back to another conversation that we've had many times on this program. What are some odd things that you eat? I always like having this conversation. I did not know that green beans was an odd thing to have as a meal. Apparently, you have to have something else with green beans if you eat them. So I guess they're considered a side, but to me, I thought they were a meal. Now, what's strange about this is, to me, is that the other person who I was with just ordered a sandwich. They just ordered one item. They ordered a sandwich, which I believe was barbecue beef, and I ordered an order of green beans. So we each ordered one item off the menu. Now, I don't know why a sandwich is considered a meal with no sides, but green beans are not considered a meal with no... Well, okay, so what's a main course and what's a side? See, this is where it all gets a little hazy, because I think most people would say salad is a side. But the truth of the matter is, I don't think salad's a side. If you would go through a fast food place or you would go to a restaurant, they have salads as a meal. you know, they put the grilled chicken in there, and they put the ranch dressing, and they put the cheese and all that in there. That's a meal. So I don't know why green beans can't be a meal. Now, fried green tomatoes, now I've heard that that's a meal. Now, is that a sandwich or a tomato? Some people eat them plain. I don't know. See, I think if you order what is considered a side by itself, that's a meal. Because I'll tell you what else is a meal. Macaroni and cheese. But if you go to most restaurants, macaroni and cheese is listed as a side. But people consider it a meal. I've known many people who would cook macaroni and cheese as the main course. It's not always a side. So why can't green beans... Now, I understand it is a side. You can order it as a side. But it can also be a meal. Much like a baked potato. A baked potato can be a side. If you have a steak, a lot of times people will get a baked potato on the side. But I know many people who order baked potatoes. For years, you could do it at Wendy's. Get the baked potato with the cheese and the broccoli in it, and that would be your main course. You wouldn't get a sandwich with that. That would not be considered a side. So somebody needs to explain this to me, because clearly I don't understand why green beans... I think if it's all you order, then it's a meal. And does it have anything to do with how much you order? That's another question. Because if I just order green beans, don't you think that's my meal? So that's the main course. I think you decide the main course. Because as I say, baked potatoes and macaroni and cheese can both be considered as sides, but yet they can both be considered as meals. So I think green beans falls in that category. What do you think? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I'm interested to hear your opinion on this, because I also feel this way about soup. And you know, to be honest with you, there are not a whole lot of soups that I like. But soup is usually a side. Do you want a side of soup? But also, there are people who will come in and they will just have soup. So soup becomes their main course. So why is it, what items are completely relegated to being sides? I think this is a little nutty. And I think on my behalf, because of ordering the green beans the other night, that green beans is considered a side, or a main course. Go ahead, caller.
I went out to get food for the wife and myself the other night. All she wanted was wonton soup and green beans.
There you go, wonton soup and green beans. So, and these are both considered sides, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but yet, I think they can become a main course.
Eat too much as it is.
Well, what I don't understand is when you, like macaroni and cheese and baked potatoes, I guess, are the big ones. Now, if you go out and you go to a restaurant, macaroni and cheese and baked potatoes are going to be listed as sides.
Sure.
But people, if people order them as main courses, nobody says anything.
That's right.
So why would...
For kids.
Right. So why would green beans be considered not a main course?
I don't know. Oh, usually when we had macaroni and cheese, we'd have hot dogs with it.
Right, hot dogs. And a lot of people I know have had French fries with green beans. A lot of people have had a vegetable or macaroni cheese. So I don't know exactly why there's all this backlash against green beans as a main course.
Well, you've heard about the opinions.
That's right. It's one of those opinion situations at this particular.
Everybody thinks everybody else is thinking.
That's exactly right. Well, hey, I thank you for calling in.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Well, there you go. Two sides, wonton soup and green beans, which I think would be a great meal. Now, does anybody else have any thoughts on this? 740-383-9944. Because what we're talking about here, and that's a whole nother issue. I don't know where we came up with our portion size, because people will say that our portion size in the United States is too much. But with buffet restaurants going by the wayside, I don't know if it's too much. I don't know. I guess it all depends on who you are. Wouldn't you rather have too much than too little? I think that's what the restaurants think. Because I think what the restaurants don't want to have happen is they don't want you to come in and run out of food and still be hungry. I think they would rather you come in and you don't finish your food and kind of go from there. Let's take the phone call. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Hello? Well, I think we lost that caller. If you'd like to call back in, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, 40 minutes past the hour this morning. But I think that's the whole portion issue with restaurants. If you went into a restaurant and you did not get filled up on what they served you, you would be angry. We all know you would be angry. You would be complaining the next day. But if you go in and you leave some on the plate, I think that's a little bit of a different thing. And I think that's what it's all about. Go ahead, caller.
One thing, one of my pet peeves is these twofers at all the restaurants. Like two Big Macs or two quarter pounders or two Whoppers. What if you're one person and you don't want two sandwiches?
Now, do you think they do that for families to get them in there?
Yeah, but you're penalizing a single person. I can't sit down and eat two Whoppers in a meal.
Well, you know, this is a question I've always had about, like, Whoppers and Big Macs and stuff like that. Now, how long will those keep?
How long will they keep?
Yeah.
Well, they did a study that McDonald's hamburger lasted about 12 years and looked the same as it did when it was fresh.
But it wouldn't be good, would it?
Probably not.
I just wonder how good it would be without you getting sick. I mean, at least 24 hours, I would imagine.
Yeah, that's the... it's just... That is a pet peeve of mine. In fact, there was a fellow that when they had the Big Mac special, the guy says, well, I can't eat two Big Macs. I only want one. So if it's $3, I should only pay $1.50 for a Big Mac. Well, we can't do that. Well, I want to see the manager. So we finally got the manager and explained to the manager that, you know, half of $3 is $1.50, and he only wanted one sandwich. So he got the one sandwich for $1.50.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, here's why that's a slippery slope, I think. Because I think the reason that becomes a slippery slope is clearly the restaurant is running a sale because they want to move the sandwiches. But if the consumer starts to dictate the sale, then I think that becomes a problem because then the restaurant doesn't get done what they want to do. They're not moving the sandwich. So they probably, in their own mind, wouldn't have had the sale to begin with.
Okay, take this example. Kroger's. They've got deluxe ice cream, 2 for $5. You only want one, what do you pay?
It depends. That's a weird thing. It depends
on... $2.50.
Well, but it depends. Well, I'll tell you, like, I know, for example, like Pop. Pop's an interesting one at the grocery store because if it'll be like 10 for 10. Now, mm-hmm. You don't have to buy 10, and you can still get it for that price. But if you go in and, like you said, something like ice cream, if it's 2 for $5, you do have to buy 2 for $5. Now, here's the reason.
No. You get it for $2.50.
Right, but not always.
You get it for $2.50. You get it for half. And that's the way it should be.
Right, but they also have the...
If you want 2, then you're making a good deal.
Right, but they also have the deals where you got to buy 5.
You have to buy 5, then you get so much off.
Right. And...
Yeah.
And the reason,
I understand that.
Yeah. So the reason behind, and I think that's the same thing that the fast food places are doing. And I think what it all comes down to is an overstocking of product. Is I think what that's all about, because clearly they're wanting to. It doesn't matter how many. If it matters how many they sell, like a 5 for $5, then that's they're just trying to get rid of the items. It's like when Payless started this years ago. You know, they started the whole BOGO thing. Buy one, get one half off. Well, if you just wanted one pair of shoes, you weren't going to get them for half off.
No.
So you had to buy the other pair, which I think the reason they're doing that is they're trying to move inventory. And I would imagine that's probably what these fast food places are trying to do. They're trying to move inventory. And it's hard, though, because if you went to the idea that, okay, well, if you only buy one, then we're going to give it to you for the half-off price, then the problem becomes you didn't move your merchandise. You ended up giving the sandwich away for cheaper than you normally would. And where did you win? You ended up losing money on the sandwich, and you didn't move any product. Why have the sale at all?
Well, that's true. But that shouldn't penalize the consumer. You know, if you're trying to, you talk about people being overweight, eating too much and all that, portions too large, but yet they want you to get two sandwiches when you're only going to eat one.
Right, but if they advertise it that way, don't you know what the deal is? See, that's what if I was a manager of one of those places, that's what I would say. I would say, well, we're telling you, you have to buy two. Now, you don't have to buy two if you don't want to, but we're telling you we're going to give you the discount if you buy two.
And if you only buy one, then you pay the full price for the one.
Right, so, and I would say because...
So you might as well buy the two and throw one away, which makes no sense.
Well, I would think find a friend. I would think food is not that hard.
You don't have any friends.
I don't know. Don't go to Burger King then. If you don't have any friends, go up the road and find something else.
I'll tell you a prime example. I go to Arby's and they have the 2 for $6 beef cheddar. Well, my wife doesn't like the cheddar and the sauce they put on it, so that's a classic sandwich. Well, your 2 for $6 now becomes $2 for $7.39.
Yeah, but you know what's interesting? It's funny because this has become a thing in recent years, this 2 for $1, and people do complain about it. But you know what? Other places have been doing this for years, and nobody complains. If you go to a donut shop and you order one donut, you're going to pay a certain price for that. But if you order a dozen donuts, the donuts are going to be cheaper. Now, nobody complains about that. Nobody says, well, listen, I only want 3 donuts, so divide that dozen donut price and charge me what you're charging per donut. Nobody does that. They're doing it because they're trying to move product.
My point on the Arby's sandwich is, if a beef and cheddar without the cheddar and the sauce is a classic sandwich, right?
Right.
It should be less money. But it's not.
Well, don't you think, though, we're a little argument? Has anybody ever questioned the donut thing? I mean, you go in and donuts a dollar and a quarter, but if you order a dozen donuts, it's $5.
Well, you expect that. But the 2 for $1 price for a single person makes no sense.
Right, but I, as a single person, I might eat 3 donuts, but I'm not going to eat a dozen.
Hey.
But they're not going to give me the dozen donut price.
I've also looked at trips. Places do trips, and they base it on double occupancy. Well, a single person pays half again more than 2 people. Now, is that fair?
Now, wait, say that again. A single person...
Single person pays half again more than he would normally, but a double occupancy gets a discount. For like a motel room,
a
ball game, and that kind of stuff.
Well, it's probably because they're trying to sell the bigger rooms.
But these motels and hotels, they have single person rooms, so. Why couldn't they reduce it and make it more fair?
Because
to me, that would encourage more people. Because let's say there's a married couple, they scheduled a trip, and one passed away in the meantime. Well, the one still wants to go, but now he's got to pay for that double occupancy.
Well, right, but I think the reason for that is the more beds that are filled, the better it is for them. So I think what the motel is trying to do is they're trying to give you a deal if you're going in a big group, and...
This is for ocean companies.
Or ocean companies. Well, I think they're trying to give you a better deal on the rooms, because my guess is, much like with the sandwich thing, I'm guessing more people more families are going to Burger King, more people who have friends, more people. Some people do eat two Big Macs, two Whoppers. And
look,
I think,
look how many single people there are, you know, that don't, they don't have a friend or don't have a spouse or some significant other.
You know what I would do? I tell you, you know what I would do, because people do this all the time. If it were me, I would say, if the price is better, what I would do is I would say, you know what? Give me the 2-for-1 and give the free one to the car behind me.
There you go.
That's what I would do.
Alrighty.
Hey, thanks.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Does anybody else have an issue with this? 740-383-9944. It's an interesting conversation to have on this 2-for-1 thing, but my understanding, a sale is usually to move product. Usually sales are driven by stores who want to move product, or driven by the company, the food company that's putting this stuff on sale, like the ice cream company. They want to move that particular flavor or particular brand because they think they're not competitive with the others. So that's why they want to do a sale. You know, the stores don't always make up the sales. A lot of times it's the companies that suggest the sales. To say like Nestle or Pepsi, they're the ones who say, okay, we need to do a sale on this because we want to move this particular brand of whatever. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Oh, there was something I wanted to talk with you about this morning. Has anybody else, and I hate this stuff, so this is kind of a moot point for me. Has anybody noticed the shortage of candy corn this year? Here we are, October the 8th, and nobody can seem to find candy corn. I have been asked repeatedly about candy corn. Apparently, none of the grocery stores, none of the department stores have candy corn, that old candy corn, which I can't stand, so don't bring me any because I don't want it. I wouldn't eat it. But a lot of people love that stuff, and I don't know, did it go away? Did candy corn go away? Is there a particular reason for this? Does anybody know anything about candy corn? I'd love to know about this because I don't know what's going on. I don't know if there is a shortage. Has anybody seen anything on the news? Where can you get it in Marion? Because I'm getting asked this constantly, and I don't see any showing up anywhere. And as I say, it's October the 8th. We're getting close to Halloween here. That's usually a Halloween candy. Has anybody else noticed the loss of candy corn or know why there is a lack of candy corn? Give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What has happened with the candy corn, which has been a staple of Halloween for I don't know how long? But it's not in the stores this year for some odd reason. What happened? Oh, now somebody just sent me a message here. They know where it is, but they're not going to share their secret because they just bought it. We can't give it over the airwaves, I guess. Go ahead, caller.
It's me, Scott.
Yes.
I can find candy corn. It's the Peeps that they're not making.
Now, our Peeps are big at Easter, right? Do they have Halloween Peeps?
Well, they have Halloween, and they have Christmas, and they have all sorts, but the Peeps, evidently, those aren't going to be made this year.
Now, have you noticed the lack of candy corn?
No.
People, I have been asked this by, I bet, 5 or 6 people, which by that point it starts, you know, weighing in my mind.
Uh-huh.
Why isn't there any candy? Where do you buy your candy corn at?
Well, I look for Brock's, and if I can't find it at Kroger's, then I usually get it at Walmart.
Interesting. So there is candy corn at Walmart.
Yeah.
Because
Kroger's had it too.
They must have ran out of it.
They could have.
And
I take the candy corn and peanuts, a jar of peanuts, and mix them together. And when you take like a few peanuts and the candy corn and eat them, it tastes like a payday candy bar.
You know, that might be good. Yeah, for some reason, I never liked them. The two candy, and I'm not a big candy person, but the two candies that I actually really disliked were candy corn And I didn't like, and I always get them confused. It's the candy, it's not the sweet. The sweet tarts are okay, but it's the ones that used to come like on the necklaces and the wristbands. Smarties?
Those are kind of a sweet and sour.
Yes, are they called Smarties?
Well, I like Smarties, but I don't like the, like Skittles type stuff?
Yeah, it looks... I know they used to come in bracelets. They would put a whole bunch of them, and they're kind of like mellow colors, and they would come in bracelets and necklaces. Now, I'll tell you, today in pandemic world, we wouldn't be doing that.
That's true.
We'd stand 10 feet away from that. But the candy corn, to me, just has a weird sort of an aftertaste when you eat it.
Yeah, I don't like it just plain. I like it, like, again, with the
nuts,
peanuts.
Nuts.
It tastes like a payday candy bar.
So like a Chex Mix?
Well, just candy corn and peanuts.
Okay. Well, hey, it's creative. Do you have any thoughts? Because I think this is interesting. Do you have any thoughts on this two-for-one deal at all these restaurants?
Oh, I liked your idea.
Yeah.
You can't eat both of them, give the free one to the car behind you.
Right, because I want the restaurant to do well, and I know the reason they're doing that is to try to move product.
Well, that or they just, they would try to entice you, like Burger King might try to entice you away from McDonald's or Wendy's. So
yeah.
We're going to have this big promotion, so you'll come here rather than going there.
And I also think it is geared toward families, and I don't want to hurt the families. So, yeah, I mean, if we give it to the car behind, hey, they get a Big Mac and they can do what they want with it.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, hey, thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. All right, so apparently there is candy corn at Walmart. Now, somebody told me that Meijer did not have it. Now, I don't know. I did not go into Meijer looking for it because I don't like it. But that's the candy corn mystery. And apparently, I've learned here that it is at some drugstores. So I guess it can be found. If you really want some candy corn, you can go out and find it. But there are certain stores that don't have it, and I don't know what is driving that this year. If you have any ideas, let me know. 740-383-9944. Also, what about the two-for-ones at all these places? Go ahead, caller.
Scott, do you remember that candy, the little candy dots that it would come on the strips of paper and you had to peel them off, and as far as you might, you could never get all the paper off the candy, but you ate it anyway.
I do remember those.
That was the greatest candy in the history of time.
What were those called?
That's another thing. Were they called anything? It was just the candy on the paper.
Yeah, you just went in. But, you know, do you know what the things were that came in the necklace or on a bracelet?
You know, I just always heard them called, you know, the candy necklaces or candy bracelets.
Right. We know what sweet... What are Smarties?
Those little heart... It's like... I don't know. It's like the candy they eat the last out of your Halloween bag because, like, it's not that good. I mean, there's not an overabundance of flavor there. It's hard. They're small. You got to take time to unwrap them. Like, it just wasn't... I never really cared for. I mean, I ate them eventually, you know. But it was like, okay, there's nothing else. I guess I'll eat this, you know.
Now, do you like the candy corn?
Oh, it's okay. It's somewhere in the middle. I don't hate it, and I'm not in love with it. I do want to try it with the peanuts. I want to see if that really does taste like a payday.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Here's the thing. I don't even think I've ever eaten a payday.
What?
I'm not a candy bar person. I like Butterfingers. I'll eat a Butterfinger from time to time. And I like a Snickers every so often. And, of course, I have a Reese cup if somebody gives it to me. But other than that, I tell you, I really haven't tried a whole lot of candy bars.
But so you agree with me, that paper candy. And, you know, like, whenever you would peel those candies off the paper, you never got all the paper off. But if you were like me, you didn't care. You ate it anyway.
Well, yeah, you just kind of licked them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they're like just those little candy dots.
And were they called that, just dots?
I don't know, because there's a candy called dots. That's like a jelly type of a candy.
Oh, the gummies, you're right.
Yes, so I don't, I never thought of that. But what were those called? I mean, we all know what they were, but what was that called?
Do they still sell the Pop Rocks?
I don't know, but that was another fun one, wasn't it?
Yeah, but boy, you put that in your mouth, and those things just started crackling around, and you could hear them. The people around you could hear them. You know, that's now that they'd probably call the health department on you.
Oh, sure, sure. Just like with the atomic fireballs, that was always a big contest to see how long you could keep it in your mouth compared to your friend, and whoever had to spit it out first was the wimp and everything.
Oh, and jawbreakers. I mean, they named the candy Jawbreaker. Now, why would somebody want to eat something that's called a jawbreaker?
Who does?
Why don't they just name a broken arm? And you go out there and... I mean, it doesn't
one.
Seem...
Have you ever have you ever had a... Well, how do you say that one candy bar? Toblerone or Toblerone or whatever. Have you ever seen those?
No, Toblerone?
Toblerone, I think is how you say it.
Huh,
I don't
what,
know.
What's a Toblerone?
I don't know. No, I have one. I was going to ask if you ever had.
No, I haven't had them, but I've had what's the thing? Ghirardelli on my pants recently.
Did you ever call her and confess and
no.
tell her what you did?
No.
Shame on you.
No.
Somebody call Mary Ellen.
Somebody call her and let her know that there's Ghirardelli chocolate in a cup in one of her bathroom drawers. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. If you get a busy signal, just means we're on the line with somebody else, but get your candy corn apparently at Walmart and some drugstores around town. So there's the candy corn mystery solved. We're coming back in 15 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere.
Yeah.
My goodness, I can't even believe 95. That's amazing.
Yeah, well, it is to me too, I guess. And you know something I can honestly say? Every decade of my life has been better than the preceding decade.
The legendary singer of the hit song Tossin' and Turnin', Bobby Lewis.
I couldn't sleep at all last night. You do be, things wasn't right.